stay inside the glory. Stay inside the love. Stay inside the word. Stay inside the light. The secret place of the Most High God.
The Bible says the blessing of the Lord brings wealth and He adds no sorrow to it. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and discover how living inside God's life, light, and glory will keep you enveloped in the blessing.
Let's go back to the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. The Word is the carrier mechanism that releases the force of light, takes a spiritual thing, brings it from heaven's storehouse, and moves it, slows it down, get it into the realm where we can use it, be blessed by it, have it, glorify God for it, put it into your hands in a usable form. The Word is that mechanism. It is the conveyance. That is the reason why in the Hebrew language, the word translated thing is the word translated word. Faith-filled, glory-filled, God-filled words. Sound that becomes hope. Hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You develop a dream from the Bible. Boy, Jerry talked about this today. Jesse talked about this today. Gloria is talking about it in this area of persistence. Stay with it. It's not that God's slow. It's not that the Word's slow. It's that, hey, we come from the jaws of hell learning how to do this, man. You don't learn how to walk in the light and the glory of God in an hour and a half. That's the reason there is so much reward and so much out there in future ages to come for those who walked and overcame and walked in His glory and walked in His life and walked in His name and walked in His blood and walked in His word and overcame all of this natural world's curse in order to get it done. You and I be walking down the streets of glory in the year 27,000,006. Was a very good year. And we'd be walking down the street, maybe some other couple of guys say, hey, you know, that's a couple of them glorified ones. They were here. Don't you wish we were one of them? Woo, look at that. Everywhere they go. They were here during the wars. They were on earth back in its olden days. They were here when the master came to the earth. And the other guy said, "What? What's all that about?" "I don't know, but it must be wonderful." Hey, see that one? See that little guy walking there? Got them 17,000 angels following him around? See that one? You see that mark around the back of his neck there? You know what that mark is? That is a scar, man. Somebody back in them old days cut his head off. Cut his head off? Yeah, cut his head off. Why? Because he stood up for the master's word. And it'll be that way in 240 million in six, and it'll be that way throughout eternity. There's just something about this privilege. There's something about this thing that is just beyond our concept. But we are so close.
Yes, we are.
I tell you, the trumpet is about to blow. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm already hearing it. Because I tell you, I get light-footed, brother. I can hardly wait. But one thing that I have learned is the more you and I walk in it, and the more we're studying it and meditating in it, and the more we are looking towards the glory and the light of God and the Word of God, the Word of light, the Word of life, the Word of love, the Word of glory, this Word. And when it just finally digs down in your inside so deep and so rooted inside you, I have learned that when the catching away comes, when the rapture comes, when the horn blows and the shout comes, you know what it's going to be for you and me? Just one more step of faith. Oh, yeah. It ain't going to be like, what? You reckon this is it? Oh, is this a big one? Is this a big one? Or maybe not. No, no. Not for us. We're already walking in the glory. We're already walking by faith. We already just one more step and that horn blows and said, well, it's about time. Man, glory to God. And we're that close. We are that close. That's the reason we're already talking about it. We're all glory to God. Forgive me for getting carried away, but I'm about carried away. Oh, hallelujah. Now then, let's go over to 1 John. I want to talk to you here that will lead us into an area that is vital for our information, and we must at least touch this in this service today. And we'll spend some time in it then in the balance of the week. In 1 John, I want you to look at the 5th chapter. It's so important for you to realize that that document you have in your hands. Let me ask you a question. Why is it that some angel in the future will not be able to get away with what Lucifer did? When Lucifer did that, there was no law. The only law was, don't eat of that tree. That was it. Well, he violated it. Now, the reason it'll never, ever, 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 never, ever, never, never, ever, ever, never, never, never happen again is because forever and eternity plus 2 weeks, this book will never pass away. It has been completed in the heat of battle. It is the book of victory. It is the book of the blessing. It is the book spoke, and Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or one tittle, not one dot of one I, not one comma in this book will ever, ever pass away. Any angel, any other being in future ages to come that ever had the idea or the thought to do what Lucifer did, don't be standing next to him when he thinks it. Whoa. You talk about the hook in the jaw. Slam. I mean, you ain't going to be thinking that, sonny boy. No, sir. No, sir. Take it up. Take it up. No, I don't think it no more. 90 million years, I'll never think it again. Why? The book. The book is here. It is our book. It is our life. It is the life of Jesus. It's the life of victory over sin, sickness, disease, demons, and death and hell. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, are you there? Whosoever believeth Jesus is the anointed is born of God. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the anointed is born of light. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the anointed is born of love. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the anointed is born of life. Are you with me now? Whosoever believeth Jesus is the Christ is born of the Word. And all of those elements combined were imparted into your spirit the moment you believed that and you received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. You were born of God, born of the glory, born of the life, born of the love and compassion. You were not just an old forgiven sinner. Saved by grace. You can't be an old sinner. Saved by grace. You were an old sinner, but you got saved by grace. But you not only got saved by grace, you got saved by the Word. You got saved by the glory. You got saved by Himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the elevation of our concept of the new birth, I tell you, this is completely beyond the element of religion. This has nothing to do with religious tradition. Zero. What would you please tell me could the color of my clothes have to do with that? They tried to take Billy Graham's papers away from him the first several years he was in the ministry because he had the audacity, "Wow, that young whippersnapper preaches out of a Bible with a red cover." For years and years, Oral Roberts' denomination, every year at their convention or conference or whatever they call it, there would be a move come on the floor to take Oral Roberts' papers away from him because he preached that God is a good God. And besides that, he got all that money. Besides that, look at that. Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at him. And every year, Oral Roberts was paying the difference in the budget of their shortfall. So see how the foolishness of religion... Well, now, one fellow said, "I'll tell you right now, you tell that woman to get that gold ring off her finger, and then God will baptize her in the Holy Ghost. And it had nothing to do with her finger." You see why our concept has to be higher than that? We're talking about the whole world, brother. Amen. The whole thing is in our lap. And it's time to sweep it with the glory. Hallelujah. I get so excited about it, I'm going to preach. Now, whatsoever then, notice this, whosoever believeth Jesus as the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loves Him, the Father, love, light, glory, life, that gave birth, also loves Him also that's born of Him. Do you know, do you believe Jesus is the Christ? Huh? You believe it? Well, according to that, you're born of God. Born of the Word, born of the light, born of the love. You agree with that? I am too. How could I not love you? You're everything my Father is. You're everything my Savior is. And how can I love the Father and not love His children? Huh? I would have to believe you're some kind of bastard child. I don't believe my Father's got any bastard children. Thank you very much. I have to be plain, you understand? I don't have any more minutes. So I had to be plain about this. Now, I want you to go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now, once, while you're looking that up, I do need to finish reading one thing here that the Lord just corrected me on. Verse 4, whatsoever is born of God, born of light, born of love, born of the Word, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. There's no thing, no thing, no thing. I'm majoring on the word thing here. There is no thing. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. There is no thing in the world order that faith born of God, is faith born of God? Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by what? Huh? The Word of God? How about the Word of light? How about the Word of love? How about the Word of glory? Well, there is no thing in this world order that faith will not overcome. Why? It's born of God. Love will overcome. Why? Because it's born of God. You are an overcomer. Why? Because you're born of God. You are an overcomer. It's time you began overcoming. Now, in knowing this, in learning this, now, you remember our illustration here. Why would I not love you? What excuse do I have to violate the commandment of love and not love you? You are everything my Father is. Oh, I see. It's the clothes you wear. Oh, I see. It's your attitude towards God. That don't have anything to do with it. I'm talking about your birth. I'm talking about of whom you are born. Now, Deuteronomy 30. And I want us to look. We don't have time to read much of that. We will later. But look in the 11th verse. For this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, we'll go up to heaven and bring it down to us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that we should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word... The Word, the Word, say it, the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and not anything was created that was created without the Word. Now, when glory, life, light, and love has said something, it is for a reason. Amen. And it is not a void, empty, powerless word.
Amen.
And for him to make certain commandments, the reason he made them commandments is so that we can discipline our minds, our voices, our actions, even when we don't understand a thing or a situation, and stay inside the glory, stay inside the love, stay inside the Word, stay inside the light, the secret place of the Most High God. That's why they are commandments. Why? If you keep them, you don't even have to understand why. It just puts you in a place of not only protection, but blessing. The blessing. Amen. Now, look at what it said. The word is very nigh unto you in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and keep the commandments and his statutes, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord God shall bless you in the land wherever you go. That's God's motive. That's the reason for it. It isn't because he didn't want you having any fun. That's the reason he said, don't commit adultery. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't covet. Don't steal. Honor your father and your mother. He didn't say anything about whether your father was any good or not. He just said, honor him. Amen. That gets all the pressure off you, most especially if he was a bad father. You honor him. You treat him like he was the greatest dad that ever walked in shoes. Why? Because you're born of love. Amen. Amen. What happens when you do that? It keeps your system pure and able to receive and walk in the light as he is in the light, and his blood cleanses you from all sin. Did we get anywhere with this today?
Yes.
Now notice what he said in the 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life. You choose it. It's your choice. God has already chosen you.
Imagine your life without lack, debt, and living paycheck to paycheck. Think about having answers to the challenges ahead of you every single day. Envision a place where sickness is a thing of the past. You've just stepped into your wealthy place. Your Wealthy Place in God, a revolutionary teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, will take you to new levels of faith, wisdom, and blessing. Unlike any other prosperity resource you've experienced, this teaching will help you live each day in the abundant provision of God. You'll discover how to see yourself the way God sees you, unlock new ways to receive answers and direction for situations in your life, and understand why God's best is just the beginning. Picture a place where you and your family are living a great life. Step in. Your wealthy place in God is waiting. He's planned it just for you, and he's waiting for you to live it. To order Your Wealthy Place in God, log on to kcm.org and order online. This enlightening and insightful CD series by Kenneth Copeland can be purchased for just $14.99, a 25% savings off the regular price. To order by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may order by mail. Just write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Begin the year of 2008 in your wealthy place in God.
I'm telling you now, today's message is so very, very important. I mean, this is so timely that every person have a revelation of the light of God, His love, His life, His glory. Well, let me tell you something. This is not a book about somebody. It is somebody. It's not a book about love. This is the love of God. It's not a book about light. The entrance of His word bringeth light. You understand? Now, as born-again children of God, we are tremendously equipped. His Word is a book of light, love, life, and glory. He's authorized us to use it and put it in our mouth and say the same thing He says, and His same power is involved because it is in His Word. This is the most exciting way to live that exists. Now, you listen to me. Don't even breathe another breath without inviting Jesus to come into your life. Without Him, your future is dark. But with Him, light. Hallelujah. It's glorious. Pray this prayer with me. Put your hand over your heart and pray it out loud. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart, just like your Bible says, that you have raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. You're my future. You're my life. You're my light. All because you love me and I received your love and your forgiveness and your cleansing. I repent of sin. I renounce it. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for in the name of Jesus, and I repent of the past. I receive it. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, sir. In Jesus' name I receive. Amen. Let me tell you something right quick before we leave the air. I want you to get started in the Bible, in the Word of God. I'll send you this simple little brochure. This will tell you how to study your Bible. And I'll send you 5 little books to help you get started studying your Bible. And you can understand it. It's not hard. It's there for you. It's free and postpaid. God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455. The Branson Victory Campaign is March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. A new location for the West Coast Believers Convention, the Long Beach Convention Center, June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention, August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The blessing of Abraham has come on you through Christ Jesus. And as long as you're walking in love, it is there and it is working. I don't care what the devil tries to do, and I don't care what your kinfolk try to do.